again, and welcome back to the Auto Remarketing Podcast. I'm your host, Nick Zolovich, part of the team at Cherokee Media Group, and senior editor at AutoFin Journal and Subprime Auto Finance News. For this episode of the podcast, pleased to welcome Scott Mabee, who is the president of Next Gear Capital. Scott, thank you so much for making time for the podcast.
Yeah, thanks, Nick. I'm really looking forward to today and the new video format. It's going to be exciting.
Appreciate that very much. Well, first and foremost, in the times that we are in, most importantly, how are you and your family and friends feeling nowadays?
Yeah, first of all, again, thanks for having me. And before I answer that question, just want to say how important Next Gear Capital is going to be, really focused in on 2021 and dealer success. So you'll see that interspliced in a lot of my answers today, and really just want to hit on that up front. But to your question, Nick, I think, I appreciate you asking that. My family, my friends are all doing really well. We're focused in on safety, making sure what we have to do in this new normal, so to speak. What I will tell you is, over the course of last year, I've had a lot of conversations, with dealers that are within Next Gear Capital. I almost consider them family and friends at this point. And you can see last year was a tough year, but everyone is turning the corner this year, really excited about growth, really excited about what the industry has to offer. And so people are feeling really bullish about the future. So we are as well. We're in growth mode. We're in, supporting our dealer success mode, and couldn't be more excited for the year to come. One quick story to share with you though, Nick, if you don't mind. I mean, one of the things that popped up, towards the middle of last year, you could see almost the continuum of people were, kind of navigating the new normal, and then turned the corner, and just an incredible industry that we are a part of. Everyone really banded together, no matter what type of jersey you might wear, everyone banded together to really focus in on dealer success. And I'm happy that we at Next Gear Capital were a small part of that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's so great to hear all around. Well, as you alluded to a bit already, you've now been at the helm for a year now at Next Gear Capital. What elements of the position stood out to you most? First, perhaps starting not directly connected to the pandemic, but then later on, some pandemic connected activities as well. Just what's the past year been like for you?
Yeah, it's been great, to be honest with you, Nick. One of the things that I took away, so I was a general manager within Manheim, and really got to come alongside a lot of independent dealers, and was able to see that they do it all. I mean, every day they're the backbone of our industry. They do everything within their dealership. And so really a lot of listening of what we could do to help them. Now that I'm on the Next Gear Capital side, our focus is on making sure that independent dealer body is successful. So as I jumped in, there was a passion of mine, if you will, Nick, that I wanted to get that across to the team. And what stood out to me is I didn't have to teach or coach anyone at Next Gear Capital about that. Every single person from our technology group to our lending group, our sales group, our operations group was focused in on the independent dealer success. So what was really nice for me is that culture was there, that passion was there. And, it's nice when, you don't have to move the entire organization to that metric. A couple things that I saw firsthand, I'd say a little bit of pandemic related, was, when March came down and, the world got, smaller, but also a lot bigger as well, of trying to navigate through that new normal. We sat in a room for several days, and we said, what do we need to do to get our dealer body through this? And it was never anything about what are we going to do to be most successful? What are we going to do to, optimize ourselves? It was, what can we do for the independent dealers to get them from where they're at now to where they need to be on the other side of this? Communication was top of mind. So, you know, through our partnership with AFSA, through our partnerships, on the government affairs side, we took a lot of that information, got that out there to our dealers so that they could navigate their way through, whether it was PPP loans, et cetera. So the passion of really focusing in on making that independent dealer successful was there. And also I would just say the energy and excitement that Next Gear Capital brings. Next Gear has been around for a while and, you know, they are very consultative with the dealers. And what was really nice to see is we were able to help them navigate their way through not only financial difficulties, but maybe some of the other Cox Automotive products we have relative to, digital retail or, buying at Manheim on the digital side. So it was really nice to see that we all came together and really helped the industry move forward.
Again, the special guest we have here on the Auto Remarketing Podcast is Scott Mabey, who is the president of Next Gear Capital. And Scott, as you've referenced several times already, that the general resilience of the independent dealership body, just in general, how have they been able to navigate the pandemic and continue to do so without some support in place, like from an automaker that a franchise dealer might have, for example?
Yeah, I love the question. If you go back to March, you could actually see a lot of prognosticators or economists said half of the independent dealer body is going to go away through this pandemic. And, I'm proud to say that that wasn't the case. The independent dealer, I mentioned this earlier, is the backbone of this industry. They get up really early in the morning and they go to bed late at night, and they're handling all aspects of the dealership. It starts and ends with that dealer principal. So it is not surprising to us. I think it's surprising to the industry or even the financial industry as a whole. But, anyone who spent any time with an independent dealer, myself on the Manheim side or now on the Next Gear Capital side, knows that they're going to do what it takes to really make sure that they're putting food on their team members' plates as well. There's really just a passion for them. So everything is going well. I love now where the independent dealer is talking about growth. What do they need to grow? We're right there alongside of them. We would not be here were it not for the independent dealer. When they're successful, we are successful. We don't think of ourselves first, and really turning the corner with our independent dealer body to make sure that we're focused in on their success, for the remainder of 2021 and beyond.
Absolutely. Well, pivoting topics here a little bit, focusing on the second half of the name of the company, Capital. Just what's your assessment of the financial landscape that Next Gear Capital operates in? How the investment world views automotive, the impact that decisions by federal policymakers have made, just kind of that whole cauldron of, sure, of elements that certainly impact that side of your business. What's your general assessment there?
Yeah, I appreciate that question. There's a lot to unpack there. I'll do my best here. So one of the things that we are blessed with at Next Gear Capital is working within the Cox Automotive structure. I can tell you, just having a glimpse behind the scenes, there we have the resources we need from a Next Gear Capital perspective through Cox Automotive and through the Cox Enterprises Group. What I love about our CEO, Steve Rowley, he wants us to think of the customer first and really not even, there's no question of, okay, how much is that going to cost or what do we need to maybe not do in order to take care of the customer. He wants us focused in on the customer first. And I absolutely love that about him and the direction all of Cox Automotive is going. So I would say from a Cox Automotive, Next Gear Capital specific perspective, the resources are endless. We're going to focus in on the customer. We're going to focus in on making sure our team members are healthy and we're taking care of them. You know, a quick story that, you know, I talk about often is when you're on a plane and they tell you at the beginning about, you know, the mask coming down, they tell you to make sure you put yours on first before you take care of others. And that's really what we're trying to do, you know, for our team members is make sure that they're cared for so that they can go out and focus in on their client success. I was also joking with our CFO the other day about the financial landscape. And typically when we do our, what we call roadshows, we talk about, you know, our loss numbers, our revenue numbers, our expense numbers, and then they pull in what they term stress testing. So they pull in a stress test, and let's face it, 2020 was a stress test. And I can tell you, you know, through the independent dealer body, so certainly this is, you know, we're there to support them, but they've made it through. You know, the lending landscape is alive and well. We're able to show, you know, through the entire 2020 pandemic, some of the strategic things we did to fare maybe better than some of our peers. And, you know, couldn't be more happy at the end of the day, if we're able to get a lower cost of funds, so to speak, we can pass that on to our clients. And, you know, I think the investment community really does view automotive, at least on the wholesale side and the lending side, very favorably right now. And then I think your last question was about federal policy. It's helped. I mean, it really has helped, you know, with PPP loans and some of the loans that have come out, Nick. It's really helped our dealers get through. And what I love about that is our independent dealers are entrepreneurs. You know, I've said it ad nauseum at this point, but they are the backbone of our industry. And, you know, those PPP loans and some other types of financial liquidity, you know, that have helped the retail pull through have really helped our dealers. And so we're excited about how that set all of us up in this industry for success in 2020.
Closing moments here on the Auto Remarketing Podcast with Scott Mabee, who is the president of Next Gear Capital. And Scott, to round out our conversation, just in general, how has 2021 started for Next Gear, and any type of endeavors and programs that you can make reference to that might be coming in the pipeline later in the year?
Yeah, Nick. There's so many things. I couldn't be more excited about this year. You know, we are in growth mode. We're here to support our dealers. And, you know, the podcast would probably go on for several hours, which don't worry, that's not going to happen. But we have several things that we're launching here, frankly, in the next month. So that should give you an indication. There's going to be more launches in March, April, and beyond. First is our Flex program. So we did a lot of listening last year, and we listened to our clients about what they needed to be successful. And, you know, instead of us saying, okay, this is Next Gear Capital, here's what you need. We really listened. You know, we've got 2 ears for a reason, right, Nick? So we listened and we started saying, all right, let's tweak our product a little bit. So if a dealer is more cash flow sensitive, we're going to avail the Flex program to them, where they're actually going to be able to extend curtailment payments. You know, the curtailment payments will be extremely minimized. No audit fees with that program, no records fees with that program. And so could not be more excited to launch that. We're in pilot phase in our central region, and then that'll launch nationwide on March 1st. The other piece, anyone in the dealership space knows titles are money. And so we'll be launching our expedited funding back. So expedited funding will allow us to get money back into the dealerships as quickly as possible. So that's an exciting launch for us. And then the final piece I would share is we've got within our account portal, you'll be able to know where your title is located. And so, you know, through FedEx, or is it at Next Gear? Is it Perhaps at a retail store? Is it with another dealership? They'll be able to know where their title is located. And what we consistently heard last year is NextGear Capital is supporting their success, but they want us to be simpler to do business with. And they've got to figure out how to retail digitally. They've got to figure out how to buy digitally at the auction. They want us to be simpler. And that's a key focus of ours with all of our technology. So to your point earlier, Nick, you know, the resources and then, you know, how to be simpler. It takes resources to be simpler. And that's a major focal point, not only towards the end of 2020, but as we, you know, hit the ground running in 2021.
That's Scott Mabee, the president of NextGear Capital. Scott, thank you so much for sharing the company update, and all the best to you and the entire team to remain healthy and successful.
Thanks again, Nick. Appreciate everything you're doing too.
And if you've missed any of our past episodes of the Ottery Marketing Podcast, simply just go to our website, otterymarketing.com, and click on the podcast box to find our library of past episodes. For our fellow hosts, Bill Zadites and Joe Overby, as well as our executive producer, Matt Rice, I'm Nick Zulovich. We thank you for joining us, and we look forward to having you again next time on the Auto Remarketing Podcast.